Let's go to the word. Let's go to the Lord in prayer here before we open in word. Let's pray. Gracious and merciful God, we come to you this morning on this very beautiful day. We lovingly celebrate Mother's Day. We come to you and we ask that you be with us in the reading of your word and the sharing of this message that comes from your word. Lord, help us to use it to the nourishment of our soul and our spirit as we celebrate and worship you this beautiful Sunday morning. In all this we ask in Jesus' name, our living Savior. Amen. So our message comes out of Matthew 15, and it is the story of the gentlewoman. Pretty brief, but there is a powerful, well, there's multiple powerful messages in here. I'm going to extract a couple things, but there actually are more than what I will actually talk about this morning in lieu of time. I'll be in the New Living Translation, so if you're reading along, if you're in another translation, don't let the difference in the translation stump you. Just keep on. We'll get through it, I promise. So let's go and see what the Lord has to say here. The faith of a gentlewoman is this passage. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David," she called him, "for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said to Jesus. "She is bothering us with all of her begging," the disciples said. Then Jesus said to the woman, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and she worshiped him anyway, pleading again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She again replied, "That's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said, "your faith is great, and your request is granted." And then her daughter was instantaneously healed. This is the infallible word of God. So again, good morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of my wonderful mothers in the room. Welcome back to worship on this beautiful Sunday morning. This day is certainly representative of our mothers and our Mother's Day celebration. Our mothers are always bright, generally spirited, and in this day, that's no different. This is a day that we take the opportunity to celebrate their love and compassion for each one of us. As the sun rose this morning, it was fitting to watch a new day dawn on this Mother's Day. And as the sun rose and the new day began, it's almost like being in the presence of your moms. When your moms come into your life, when they are present in and around you, they bring such good joy. Even in the bad times, there's the hedge of protection that the mother brings in that environment is hopeful. It is a powerful, powerful relationship that moms and mothers and children have, the bond that they have. Personally, this is a very difficult day for me and many others like me. This is a day that we are missing the affection and the connection to our moms, but yet we know where they are and we know that they are in eternity with Christ Jesus, and that makes us happy. And we do have our memories, but these days of Mother's Day and Father's Day, they can be very difficult for some of us. This morning we read out of the Gospel of Matthew, and there are three key points in this passage I want to focus on this morning. Now there are more, but I've extracted three key points that I want to talk about this morning. The title of our sermon is A Mother's Attribute. Now, if I went around the room this morning and I asked each one of you to give me an attribute of your mother or the person who mothered you, you would all likely give me a different answer. And the reason you would is because moms impact us in different ways. In different families, there's different impacts. But moms still have the same huge impact in our life. But the three attributes that I want to focus on this morning, the three things that I want to specifically talk about today, are love, perseverance, and faith. In this story, Matthew recounts a moment in time while traveling with Jesus when they were approached by this Canaanite woman who had a demon-possessed daughter. It is important to note that just before this, Jesus had displayed his divinity to the world when he walked on water at the Sea of Galilee. So this story almost immediately follows the miracle of Jesus walking on water, which puts everyone in this story that were anticipating Jesus' arrival, it puts the town and all the general area and the region, it puts them in a buzz, a happy buzz, because they are witnessing the miracle-performing man they know to be Jesus Christ, the Messiah, perhaps. When Jesus arrived in Tyre, the news of who he was and what he had just done at the Sea of Galilee was already ahead of him. So when he got there, it was on. They surrounded him, swarmed him, and wanted to see this man named Jesus. In this region, the Jews believed that the woman that we read about in this story with Jesus was unacceptable because she had a Gentile heritage. However, the love that this woman had for her daughter brought her to Christ, and it brought her to Jesus seeking his help. Now think about this. If you are not welcome in a crowd, but yet you love your children so much, and I can see mom's doing this right now, you love your children so much, you're wading waist deep into that crowd that you know that's not welcoming you at all to see the man who can help you. That's her position in this story. So one of the focus points that I want to talk about is the love that this mother had for her daughter, that which allowed her to take off the blinders of who she was and what crowd she was entering into, and to seek out the goodness and the healing power of Christ Jesus, who she had faith in. This is called the mother's unwavering love. And it's present in this story, and it's also present in this room today. This is the type of love that our mothers have. Unwavering love. You see, this love defies all odds. It protects and it nurtures at the same time, and it endures regardless of circumstance. You know, in my profession, I have seen mothers literally show up in a moment in time that is tragic. And yet there they are, loving their children regardless. This defies all odds. It's outside of expectation. Sometimes we can't comprehend it. It's that powerful. The beauty to it is that we have all received that love from our mother or someone that has mothered us. The second focus point is the mother's perseverance. Now, I don't know if you paid attention, but how many times was she denied before she actually got to speak to Jesus? Three. And then, when she did speak to Jesus, he did what? He pushed her away for a second. He said, well, I'm only here to find the lost. Now, that doesn't mean that he did it purposefully, but that happened in this passage. And yet, she kept coming. In the face of what she could be, what she thought maybe was defeat, or could be defeat, she pushed through. Her perseverance was outstanding in this passage. She is bound and determined to see and speak with Jesus Christ, and there wasn't a soul, including the divine Lord himself, going to stop her. Nobody could stop her. And in this passage, they connected. If you remember after Jesus walks on water, if you read that passage and study that passage, when he crosses the lake and he steps off on the seashore, people swarm him. And they bring all the folks that are ill and downtrodden, and they bring them to him, and they said, "Help us, Lord, help us. Help us, Jesus. You don't have to say anything. Just let them touch your garments." And if you continue to read that passage right before this scripture that we read this morning, what happens when those people touch his garments? They're instantaneously healed because of their faith in Christ Jesus. It's their perseverance that got them there. But the story of perseverance is right here this morning in this passage. The Canaanite woman knew this had happened at the shore. She knew the story of this man named Jesus. And she knew she wasn't going to be denied. It's much like the love of a mother. I've seen it personally, and many of you have as well. But in this passage, we see the disciples, of all people, attempt to push her away. And Jesus does challenge her in this passage. When the mother comes to Jesus, she comes in humility, which is very important. She speaks assertively, which is much like most of our moms, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord." She didn't ask for mercy on her daughter. She asked mercy on her. She almost commands Jesus in a way because she is absolute in her belief of his divinity. But she is also acutely aware and truly believes in his mercy and his willingness to use his divine power to help her. This is exactly how mothers are today. This is the example of our moms today. Humble, kind, gentle, but just a bit feisty. Okay? Mothers have immense perseverance. If you don't believe that mothers persevere, and you don't believe that mothers can get just a touch feisty, step in a way of a mother focused on serving her children and her family, and you'll see what happens. They'll waylay you. They're that powerful. The last focus point that we draw out of this passage is probably the most important and prominent focus point in this passage. It's the mother's faith. It is indeed the reason that her daughter was healed. Now, she loved her daughter. She had perseverance to get to Christ through whatever obstacles lay in her way. But it wasn't those two things that saved her daughter. It was her faith that saved her daughter. Because Jesus said, "Dear woman, your faith is great, and therefore your request is granted." A quick point here about this mother's faith. I don't know if I tried to highlight it as I read the passage, but in the very beginning of this passage, she calls Jesus the Son of David. I don't know if that resonated with you, but it did with me, and so I went to work. Because I'm thinking, how does a Gentile woman in that time frame, in that environment in the world, how did she know him to be the Son of David? Now, a Jewish woman may have knew that, but not a Gentile woman, or at least I thought. A statement of that caliber, likely expected from a Jewish person, but yet coming from a Gentile and a woman on top of that in that era, means that that statement suggests, to me at least, that she understood the Old Testament prophecy, meaning she had already been in faith long before Jesus Christ, long before the Sea of Galilee, long before her daughter was demonized. She had faith abound. She believed in the prophecy, and even when many Jews in that time did not. That's hugely important in this story about her faith. It also speaks to her immense faith in the Lord and Savior. So when she heard the words, when she knew that Jesus was coming, she just pulled her bootstraps up and got busy. She knew that she was going to go and make contact with this guy named Jesus. Her faith was strong, absolute, and unwavering, even when Jesus challenged her. She responded in faith. She reminds me so much of the women I know and the women that I have known in my life. They're humble, they're quiet, they're strong, but quite tenacious. And when they need to be tenacious, they can get rather tenacious. That tenacity comes through in this lady's faith, in this woman's faith. We see it time in and time again as we read that passage. Friends, this is truly what we celebrate today. This is what we are here today to celebrate. We're going to celebrate Christ and we're going to lift Him up in worship. But today is a special day, a day like no other. We call it Mother's Day. It's when we recognize those people who have, as I told the young people, have changed the world. But more importantly, they have changed our lives in their love, their perseverance, and in their faith. In every example of every mother seated in this chapel, we see how faith in Christ Jesus saves lives. We also see how faith in Christ changes lives. Its example is exemplified, and it's the example we see every Sunday. Every time we gather, every time we cross paths with a mother, we see it. Mothers are the true example of how we should live in this broken world. You know, we ask ourselves all the time, oh man, how are we going to do this next? How are we going to live the next moment? The world gets worse and worse and worse. What are the examples we can look to? Well, you have two tangible examples to live like Christ Jesus. One, and I don't know how many moms I have in the room, but if you add that plus one, that's the number today. That's how you live just like Christ. You live in love. You live through perseverance. And you live in faith, just like our moms. The earthly example of a true follower of Christ Jesus is a mom. They have immensely, without question, they persevere through every storm of life, and they come out on the other side, much like Christ did Himself in His lifetime. Jesus and family are their two principles, and it's unwavering. Today we worship the Lord. However, in doing so, we must thank Him for our mothers, because through them, through each of them, and their attributes that they have not only shared with us, but they have instilled in us, we are better people. We are the people who we become today, who sits here today. They have helped mold us into the faith and love that we all share. Mothers are living examples of how we walk uprightly and confident in this world through faith, through perseverance, and through their love. So here's your 1 minute takeaway. All the time we ask each other, well, you know, if Jesus were here, I could maybe hold on to Him, or I could shake His hand, or I could see Him and talk to Him and get His counsel and try to be a better person in life. Well, what I read out of this passage and what I've tried to share with you in these three attributes of a mother, you don't need Jesus here. He is here in spirit. He's here in each of you in the Holy Spirit. But if you want something tangible, something to put your arms around and hug or hold on to, hold hands and walk somewhere, grab a hold to a mom. They'll show you just how to do it, because they serve, live, breathe, and love just like Jesus Christ. So to my mothers in the room, thank you for being the example. Thank you for teaching us what you have taught us. Thank you for loving us as you have loved us. Thank you for your perseverance. And most importantly, thank you for your faith. It is through your faith that we are here. So happy Mother's Day to all of you, and may God continue to bless you and keep you in the days to come. Amen.